Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
In our family, my auntie always had animals that had strange traits about them. She had a bird that sounded exactly like a telephone ringing, and the amount of times you would walk thinking the phone was ringing.
Oh, really?
You'd pick it up and it was just the bird making noises. It was fantastic. She had a cat that could unlock the door, like flick the key and then open the door, the back door. All sorts of weird. She just had weird animals that had strange little traits and tricks over the years. It was just absolutely ridiculous. But nothing like this dog I've seen called Pork Chops on the Gold Coast. You know, most dogs, you say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks and that sort of stuff, but six-year-old Pork Chops is just an absolute gun. And this dog, it doesn't just chase a board or anything like that, roll over. I'm talking about board sports. Not a skateboard, a surfboard.
The dog can surf.
The dog can surf.
Because I've heard about birds who can surf, you know.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
This dog's less annoying than that.
Okay.
Way less annoying. Six-year-old, or British Bulldog, should I say, Pork Chops. Take a listen to this story.
Six-year-old bulldog Pork Chops has been riding barrels since he was a pup.
He's crazy for surfing.
Swapping leash for leg rope, the aqua antics from Pork Chops and surf coach owner Sam catch plenty of attention, amassing a large social media following.
I was just down the beach one day. He just ran down, jumped on a board. I took him out and he was a natural. Yeah, he just ran up the nose when we needed to catch the wave, came back when we needed to come down the wave. He just knew what to do.
Yeah, you just yell at him to fetch the waves. He jumps on the board and that's it. He's away. He's even got his own little life vest on as well.
Oh, that's adorable.
It's adorable seeing this little dog. Absolutely loving it on the beach.
Yeah.
How cool is this, though?
It's awesome. Like, normally dogs go wacko for schmackos, but it sounds like Pork Chops going wacko for chews.
Yeah.
Man. He loves it.
Usually at home, you know, dogs, like, grab the lead when they get to be taken for a walk and start dragging that around and carrying. Imagine this one dragging, like, the lead to the surfboard and trying to drag that around the lounge room. You're like, whoa, calm down, Pork Chops.
How well trained is he, though? Like, can he wax his own surfboard? Like, is he that good? Does he have a tiny wetsuit that he can put himself in? Or
maybe. That'd be pretty impressive if he'd done that sort of stuff, wouldn't it, as well?
Yeah, because normally, like, dogs, you take them for a walk, they leave a steamer, but I'd be impressed if Pork Chop can put on his own steamer.
Hang the leg out while he's on the surfboard and just take care of business. But as you would imagine, like we heard in that bit of audio, social media is a storm. People love this dog.
Yeah.
Which has led to this dog being sponsored. Take a listen.
All that practice in the water is paying off. Pork Chop's joining other surfing greats with a lucrative sponsorship deal from local pet probiotic manufacturer iPromea.
It's more of a food deal. He loves the food.
I was aware of Chops. He's an icon on the Gold Coast, and I suppose it was a natural relationship.
Look at that. This dog's sponsored and everything. Imagine if you see, like, the top 10 earning servers of the last year and you see dog Pork Chops is up there.
That's so good.
This is brilliant, though. You go from pet food, like dog food. Where else could you go? He could be a spokesperson for applesauce because applesauce goes well with Pork Chops.
Yeah.
Everyone knows
definitely.
That one as well. So the sky's the limit for this dog. This is a great story. But I admit, though, I had to do a double take when I saw the headline because when I saw the words Gold Coast, Bulldog and Pork Chop in a sentence, I thought straight away, oh, great. Which player's now breached the NRL COVID bubble? Who is it?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Talking about a doomsday sort of vault yesterday to do with
doomsday,
music
doomsday
music
preppers.
Doomsday preppers vault slash thingy, like Fort Knox, but housing some important recordings. They were talking about the names that get thrown around, like Beatles, Indigenous music as well, that may be lost in the period of time if it's not salvaged and, you know, put on the digital form and put away in this bunker, which is basically impenetrable.
Mm.
Something like that, Steelworks, sort of, you know, like Get Smart. 20, 30 different doors or whatever. So I actually started thinking about some of the things that wouldn't make it in there. I was joking about Nickelback not being able to make it in there, maybe outside to maybe keep people away like that, you know, shopping mall music to make sure people don't linger.
Muzak.
Yeah. So we're talking about some of the artists that we would rather do without being in the vault. Maybe I was a bit harsh when I said erase. That's a bit of a tough one. Like, erase them from the planet. That's
very,
a bit dramatic.
It's kind of a Hitlerish attitude.
Yeah, it kind of does sound like it, doesn't
Let's
it?
Burn all their records and pretend they don't exist.
For me, though, an artist I could have definitely done without is, I'd have to say, it's got to be this guy, James Blunt.
You're beautiful.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on. Cut Blunt you some slack.
That was just it was a very tough couple of years. I copped Hanson first. My sister was obsessed with them in the mid-90s.
You didn't like Umbop. What's wrong with you, Hutsy?
Then I copped this. This guy, he's just like, it'll just bring the mood down. As soon as he would come on there, you're like, oh, here we go. Like, even he might just take the mickey out of himself these days now, which is good to see.
He's got a great sense of humour. Yeah, that's why I kind of, you know, I wouldn't erase Blunty. I'm not a huge fan of his music. I don't have any of his albums.
I had to pick James Blunt because if I said what I really thought, people would be outside the station with pitchforks if I mentioned Cold Chisel and Jimmy Barnes.
How dare you?
Not a fan.
Jimmy Barnes, that man's a national treasure.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, it's an easy one. This is a dark time in music. Axel F's. Well, the Crazy Frog with Axel F.
What even was this?
I mean,
started off as a ringtone on like this thing called Jamstar or whatever. Yeah. On the album. Wasn't wearing pants. And then all of a sudden, there you go.
The Crazy Frog.
It was a video game. It was a Crazy Frog racing game on PlayStation as well.
Really?
Yep.
I'm glad I didn't catch that. Yeah, I don't see anyone pulling an Ocean's 11 style bank heist to
to put it in there to put
rob
that,
the
that
Crazy Frog
to put him in
from
there.
The music vault. But definitely, that is the one I would not choose to have in the vault. What about you? Is there a music artist that every time they, you know, maybe we play them here on Power FM? Hopefully not. We're very careful about the music we play, but you can't please everybody. 1-300-92-1250. What's the music artist that's not vault-worthy?
Yeah.
That keep should be, as Hutsy says, banished. Erased from existence.
Ones we want to banish to Tasmania. Get them far away as possible. Get down there.
1-300-92-1250. Get on the phone. Tell us which music artist you would choose. We've got Sharon and Eden who's called us. Hello, Sharon. Who's the artist that you don't want in the vault?
Definitely Björk.
Icelandic singing sensation Björk.
Sounds like a constipated cat. She's horrible. No. Yeah.
Oh, look, I wouldn't want to sit next to Björk on a commercial flight, but I don't mind her music. What in particular don't you like?
Everything. Like I said, a constipated cat, it's horrible. Nickelback's pretty lucky. Way better.
You're probably pretty lucky these days because she's sort of faded out of the spotlight, but you never know, she might make a comeback.
Nah, well. She won't have me as a fan.
All right. So if we ever run a competition where we're giving away tickets to Björk, we know Sharon's not going to be calling
in. I'm out. I am out.
We'll run that up the pipeline. No Björk on Power FM. Sharon does not care for her. All right.
No. Cool. More Nickelback.
No.
Yes.
Thanks, Sharon.
More Nickelback. That's the artist I'd have to keep people away from the vault.
Look, there are times where it does sound like that Björk is like dipping her toes in an Icelandic volcano. She does hit notes that are like,
The problem is she's from Iceland. It's not heavily populated. No one's ever told her like to be quiet or anything. She just goes and goes and she's like, all right, well, I'll just keep going and see what I can do.
We've had heaps of people that are hitting us up at Power FM Big Bay, our Facebook page, telling us about the music artists they don't want to see go into the vault.
Yeah, as you would imagine, when you're talking about music artists that people can't stand, Kylie from Eden has thrown this guy in the mix, of course.
Billy Ray.
Musical genius.
Oh, come on, Kylie.
One and done. He disappeared. He hibernated for years and he came back with Old Town Road and now he's hibernated again.
I mean, some people would argue that Miley was the worst thing he produced, but not me. I love Miley. And he made line dancing popular, which is great for uncoordinated people like me. It's the only dance I can do besides, like, Worm.
I used to like that song when I was little, but then again, that came out when I was like 7, so I didn't know any better.
Did you ever grow a Billy Ray-inspired mullet?
I grew a rat's tail. Does that count?
Sounds about right.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
The tale of two cities. In Sydney, 4 more weeks of lockdown, which means 4 more weeks of homeschooling for families. Mm. While in Melbourne and Victoria, lockdown lifted, kids are back at school as of yesterday.
Parents excited about that, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, you know, down in Victoria, definitely.
Yeah, Victoria. I mean,
in Sydney, it's a different story. And Carl from the Today Show, he's a little worried about the Sydney parents.
How you're going out there, parents? Just ask any parent who's had to help their kids with online learning during the pandemic and they'll tell you not very well.
No. And it's even tougher for parents like Carl who have two families. It's hard to bounce between the two and do the homeschool.
It's like a casual teacher.
But they did talk to one family in Sydney and they were saying, you know, the mum was explaining it's really tough, especially if you've got a kid who's a senior at high school, you know, they're looking down the barrel of the HSC and all that sort of stuff. The online learning is really tough, especially if you're a parent who's not very tech savvy. And I just love how Carl's temporary co-host gets stuck into him.
I have no clue, you know, in the context of when they walk down with an iPad and say, I need help.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of got to stop everything. So it's very, very difficult for us as well. We're not teachers.
I tried to help my 13-year-old niece the other day and I was under the table Googling the answers. It's actually quite tough.
That's what I do in trivia contests.
Oh. Dirty cheat.
He seems like the person that would cheat as well. But back in the day when me and you were at school, maybe it was for maths work. You'd have the answers at the back of the book. They'd always be at the back of maths. But just that subject, other subjects, no luck.
No, these days you've got the internet at your fingertips.
All right, so what's the answer?
It would be quite sort of scary to be a parent who's not very good with technology and you know, 16, 17-year-old kid comes up and goes, I need some help, and puts an iPad in your face. You're like,
what's going to do with this?
Like, do what you normally do, retreat to the toilet and just stay there. My break from the family. But as we said, down in Victoria, it's a whole different story. The sun is shining, the kids are back in school, and some of the mums, they're pretty damn excited not to be homeschooling.
What does today mean to you?
Sleep. After this, I'm going home to sleep.
A long, deep Rip Van Winkle sleep.
Yep, nat for that, Mum. And the kids, you know, as much as the parents are excited at the school gates, the kids were pretty pumped as well because homeschooling hasn't been a cakewalk for them either.
Like, yeah.
These kids especially, have a listen to the things that annoyed them about homeschooling.
Like, pretty boring.
Yeah.
We only have one recess.
Yeah, you're missing out of your day ones.
There's no little lunch or big lunch. I bet this kid's like, oh, we only had one recess. The tuck shop sucked. My teacher was a dork. Meanwhile, Mum's standing next to him going like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Come on. I did my best.
Show some appreciation, you little turd.
But this kid was my favourite. They asked him at the school gate what was the thing he liked about homeschooling, and this is what he said.
The only thing really good about remote learning is my dog.
This kid's like, I want a more dog-focused curriculum at school. Can we roll that out? I think he liked it so much because when he's on Zoom, he's on camera now, he's got video evidence of the dog eating his homework. It's like, it's right there in high definition. I told you he was eating my homework. Look.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.